Absolutely, there is chaos. You can't make omelettes without breaking eggs, unfortunately, and this is exactly what's going on. They timed it, and though a lot of people would say the roads are busy around Easter, but you have to remember that there's a very big primary school right beside where this roadworks is, and the work that has gone on for the last week, which, to be fair to the contractors, they've actually done what would normally be 2 weeks' work in the last week. They have another week to do. They will be, they'll finish work early tomorrow, Good Friday, for the church services that are going on there, and they will be completely finished by the end of next week, before the children go back to school. Because if you added maybe another 100 cars in there at 9 o'clock and at 3 o'clock every day, you would be talking total mayhem. Because there's nowhere for them to park with all the works vehicles that are working in the area and everything as well. I had a look at the way the traffic was being managed this morning and sad life of a county councillor. The rotation is about every 10 minutes or so from one direction to the other that a movement comes. But in general, they're letting about 50 cars go northerly in the morning from Sligo, going towards Bundoran, and they're letting about 150 go in the opposite direction. So they're letting three times as many go that way. What's causing a bit of a backup is cars that are taking a rat run, which is running from just before the health centre as you're coming from Grange, just before the health centre in Drumcliff. They're turning left, and they're coming out onto the road just up past what used to be Flannery's garage, and they're trying to come back out of the church and causing mayhem. And some of the drivers being quite abusive to the men working on the road, which is not acceptable that anybody doing their day's work as best they can and following their instructions. And there's a safety plan, and they're constantly rotating it and monitoring the numbers of cars in each direction. And when I joined it this morning at about 7:30, it was back to Ben's top line, back at where the Dog Pound Road is, as many people would know it. So it was back as far as there. There was people doing three-point turns and U-turns on the road to go back and take off on roads that many of them are not familiar with and are not built for that level of traffic. To be fair, there's a lot of that. Obviously, they're back roads, they're country roads, they're local roads. They need the people walking, cycling, children going to school. Well, not going to school these days, but children out maybe going from one house to another or whatever. So I think it's important that if people could stick to the main road, unless you know the alternative route very, very well, because obviously if these people knew the roads, they wouldn't try and come back out into the middle of the roadworks. They would have gone further up on the back roads and maybe come out at Teason or gone the whole way into Sligo on the Manor Hamilton Road or gone in through Rathbrochan or somewhere like that. There are other alternatives, but I would recommend that people stick to the main road. That's what's safe. There's a safety management plan in place. There's people trying to do rat runs, as I say, in that direction in the evening. They're trying to do them down Tully Hill. The contractor had said his choice would have been to close Tully Hill to all but local traffic to try and stop that, but he wasn't allowed to do that for whatever reason. But the fact of the matter is that it'll be finished in a week's time, and if people can just give themselves an extra bit of time in the morning, as I say, I was backed up as far as there. It took me about 30 minutes, 30 maybe 35 minutes to get from there to Rathcormac. So, you know, it's a small bit of pain for easy gain, and the most important thing is that the job is done safely and that nobody is put at risk. We don't want people chasing around back roads that they don't know and causing an accident, because none of it is worth that, and we don't want that happening. And indeed, if that happens, you could be, you know, the roads would have to be closed completely to allow an ambulance or fire engine or whatever to get to the scene of the accident, and people could find themselves held up for an awful lot longer. So please stick to the main road. If you're going along the main road, it's delaying everybody further by letting all these cars, obviously the local traffic has to come out from the side roads, but that should be all.
So presumably the key message here is for all road users to have a bit of patience. But Sligo County Council, in fairness to them, flagged that these works would be taking place well in advance of them getting underway. Would you not agree?
Absolutely. And I seen it on social media last week, because this week is the only week we've had a hold up yet. The works had started and the signs were up to say expect major delays. And people were saying, oh, I went 20 minutes early and there was no delays. You know, you can't have it every week, you know what I mean? So these signs have been up and there was a possibility of delays for the last 3 weeks. But the way they worked, they managed to keep it to an absolute minimum. There was only the occasional time when there was a delay. This week and next week, there are going to be some delays, but I think people will, you know, that stretch of road. And unfortunately, the reason it breaks down is the sheer weight of traffic. And I'm blue in the face saying at council level, to ministers, to anyone I can get to listen to me, is that that road needs to be replaced. That road should not be going through Rathcormick. It should not be going through Drumcliff. It should not be going through Grange. And it should not be going through Cliffinney. And unfortunately, Eamon Ryan doesn't seem to be of the same mind as me on that, and all of my colleagues in Sligo County Council, I might add. And thinks he was on the radio while I was sitting there this morning. I was listening to him talking about urban rail transport coming to not only the Metro North, but to Limerick and Cork and Waterford. And I wonder, does that man know that there's anything in the north and west of Ireland at all? Because he doesn't seem to think there's anything outside these four cities. Even Galway doesn't seem to get a mention in this particular thing. But this road needs to be done. I've been raising it. I'm hoping to have a meeting with Jack Chambers about it in the next couple of weeks to try and push it on a bit further. But it absolutely, when things like this happen, and God forbid there was a bad accident there without the plan in place that the contractors obviously have put in place with the council over the last few weeks.